Hey there, agility friend. If you've listened to a few of my podcast episodes, you know that I'm a huge fan of something called growth mindset. You can have access to the best instruction in the world, and you can have the best dog in the world, and the best skills in the world, but if you don't have a solid mindset and approach to the challenges that sport and life are going to toss your way, you're not going to be able to really make the most of all of those bests that you have, you know, best instruction, best dog, best skills, all that stuff. I'm so passionate about the importance of our mindset when it comes to dog agility and really everything in life that I've written an ebook about growth versus fixed mindset, what the hallmarks of those two mindsets are, and how one can really propel you along your agility journey and one may really be holding you back, maybe without you even being aware of it. That ebook is not for sale anywhere, but it is available for free to subscribers of my email list. So if you're curious about what a growth mindset is, what a fixed mindset is, and how to ensure that you've got the right mindset for making the most of your dog agility training and handling journey, head to podcast.theagilitychallenge.com and scroll down till you see the link to subscribe to my email list and get that ebook. It's totally free and it's a game changer. Check it out today at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. What is ignition in the context of dog agility? And why is it important for developing your talents? Like last week, I'm referring to The Little Book of Talent by Daniel Coyle here. Now, when you look at an agility handler you admire or who's at the top of the sport, do you look at them and think, wow, they must really be talented? Or do you think, wow, they really must have worked hard to get where they are? I bet you it was the former and not the latter, because we tend to think that talent begins with genetic gifts, that those dog agility handlers and teams that we see must somehow be able to effortlessly run their dogs around the course in a way that the rest of us can only dream of. But let's think on that for a moment. Of course, it's a false notion. Whether it's dog agility or playing the piano or performing neurosurgery, as Coyle says in his book, talent begins with brief, powerful encounters that spark motivation by linking your identity to a high-performing person or group. Now, this spark of motivation is called ignition. And according to Daniel Coyle, author of The Little Book of Talent, it's, quote, a tiny, world-shifting thought lighting up your unconscious mind where you say or think, I could be them. As Daniel Coyle explains on his website, which I've linked to below, beneath every big talent lies an ignition story, that famously potent moment when a young person falls helplessly in love with their future passion. Now, let's for a moment disregard the young part of that sentence, because chances are pretty good for a lot of us that we got ignited with our passion for dog agility as adults rather than young people. Now, if you're one of those people who was fortunate enough to have that spark of ignition for dog agility as a younger person, you're very fortunate. Congratulations. Most of us came to it a little bit later in life. Chances are good that your passion has already been ignited, and chances are also good that your ignition went something like this. First, the moment that you got hooked on dog agility was serendipitous. Nobody set it up. There was no mediator. It happened by chance. And because of that, that moment was filled with a sense of noticing and discovery. Two, the moment you got hooked on agility, on dog agility, was probably joyful, crazily, obsessively, privately joyful, as if a new secret world was being opened. And this is actually the most important point, because joy is the deciding factor between becoming a serious agility competitor and sticking with your pursuit of improvement in the sport and moving on from it. Given the number of us who get completely obsessed with dog agility, I don't think it's a stretch to say that there's a lot of joy involved in our discovery of this crazy activity. Three, the discovery of dog agility as a thing you could do with your dog was followed directly by action. You didn't just admire what you saw, those people doing agility. You acted. You joined a class with your dog and you got started. These three hallmarks are defined by Coyle and others in their studies of how talent and motivation develop. Coyle also mentions that these ignition moments feel a lot like falling in love. My own ignition moment followed Coyle's three hallmarks almost perfectly. I didn't even have a dog at the time of my ignition moment, but I remember it vividly. I was living on campus at my university during the summer session, and I was working in one of the dormitories as a hostess, helping summer wrestling camp kids with whatever they needed and making sure chaos didn't reign in the dorm. I got to live in the dorm manager's apartment, which at the time was pretty plush, and I had free cable television, which I watched a lot of. Animal Planet was what I watched the most. Now, there was a show on Animal Planet at the time called Breed All About It, and I remember vividly even the day that I was watching that show. I remember the potted plant on the shelf next to the television. It's crazy how much detail I can remember about that particular moment. I don't remember what day it was exactly, but I remember that on the episode that I happened to catch, the Australian Shepherd was highlighted, and there was a lot of agility footage shown. And I had no idea at the time that such a thing even existed. Now, I didn't have a dog, but I wanted a dog when I moved out of the dormitory at the end of that summer. And at the time, I wasn't sure what breed I wanted, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with that dog. I just knew that I wanted to be active with it, doing something. When that show came on, it was total chance that I happened to catch it. I wasn't a regular viewer of the series, although I did watch Animal Planet quite a bit. It was serendipitous. And also, I was by myself. And I was amazed. It was definitely a whole world I knew nothing about. And this was, I'm not even going to say the year. If you read below, you'll see the year, but it was a long time ago. Finally, while I didn't have a dog, I had plans for a dog, and this discovery guided my actions in a profound way. I wanted a dog, and I wanted a dog that would enjoy doing agility. So I started looking for an Australian Shepherd at all the local rescue facilities, and I ended up with a red and white border collie that I thought was an Aussie, because at the time I didn't know that border collies came in colors other than black and white. I really knew nothing. But the rest is history. The first 12 tips that I will be presenting to you this year are going to be aimed at creating that ignition moment if you haven't yet experienced it, cultivating it if you have, and how to channel the energy of that ignition in the best possible or most effective way. These tips will cover the areas of mindset, how to design your training sessions for the skills you want to build, and how to improve your learning by stealing, yes, stealing effectively from top agility handlers. And they all share the same goal, to create in you a spark, that spark of ignition, and to show you how to use the fuel for deliberate, purposeful, or deep practice. So let's go back a moment and focus on something I just mentioned. Yes, I did in fact say that I want you to learn how to improve your learning by stealing effectively from top agility handlers. That's right. Tip number two this year is stare at who you want to become. And this is pretty easy in today's agility world because everybody's sharing videos on Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram. There are videos of training, videos from competitions, videos from online classes, just tons and tons of visual content. But rather than just watching every video that comes across your path, really focus on watching videos of agility handlers who are currently better than you, handlers who are role models or who you envision your future self in terms of your handling and training skills to be. Really, really intently scrutinize and stare at those handlers. And rather than just marveling at what you're seeing, look at those videos with a critical eye. What are those handlers doing with their dogs in the video that you can see that are concrete examples of well-practiced handling moves? If it's a demonstration video for an online class, take some time to watch the handler without listening to the instruction, because often what the handler or instructor is doing provides insight into the practices that they're engaging in even more than what they're saying. If it's possible, stare at who you want to become every day. If you're scrolling through social media anyway, make it work for you instead of just sucking up time in your day. Search out a video or two of a top performer, a future you, and stare at it. Watch the same video 3 or 4 times. If it's possible, like it is in YouTube and some other video services, watch it in slow motion. You can set the speed for how fast you watch it. Imprint their quality of handling in your mind. Bookmark the YouTube videos that inspire you and watch them repeatedly. Watch them before a training session. Watch them at night before you go to bed. It's not just videos that can help fuel your motivation to improve. Pictures work as well. Don't be afraid to print out a photo of one of your agility heroes to use as inspiration for your desire to improve. I know it sounds kind of silly and cheesy, but honestly, do it. It's okay. I do it. You can do it too. Your vision board can be composed of images of you and your dog, but you can also include photos of top performers who you've identified as those you aspire to be more like. It's not that hokey, and there are plenty of studies that show that just intently observing a role model or top performer boosts our own performances. You can do this at local or regional competitions as well. Make an effort to watch those who you consider to be at the top and watch with an eye toward becoming more like those handlers. Don't assume that they've gotten where they've gotten based on talent alone. It might look easy when they're doing something on course, but I assure you they had to work to get there and they too were novices at one point. Nobody is born with the gift of being a dog agility handler. If you're feeling brave, ask those handlers if you can video them for your own personal use and explain that you get a lot out of watching their performances, but you'd love to be able to replay them, possibly in slow motion, to really see what's going on. Some people might think that that sounds kind of weird, but also some people might be pretty flattered by it. And what's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is that they'll say no. So what was your ignition moment? Can you recall that moment as vividly as I can recall my ignition moment? The serendipity, the joy, and the subsequent action? Are you staring intently at top performers who embody your future self? If not, how can you find the time to do this on a daily basis? For me, giving up some time scrolling through Twitter or Facebook randomly has been replaced by pointed searches for videos that I can watch and watch repeatedly. I have some social media playlists and YouTube playlists that I've curated for myself, for me only, they're private. And I try to watch videos at least every couple of days, even if it's only for a minute or two. It doesn't take much time out of my day and can easily replace a less productive activity. So that's it for this week's agility challenge tip. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Leave a comment below. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for joining me on the Agility Challenge podcast with Daisy Peel. If you'd like to take your agility training, handling, and mental game to the next level, check out that ebook that I mentioned at the top of the episode. You can get it for free at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. It's not for sale anywhere, and it's only available to subscribers of my email list. Getting on board with the right mindset when it comes to your dog agility handling and training challenges is a game changer, so make sure you check it out.